And it will be Warsaw ball to start the third. Now coming to the near end. Chastain, Neely, Bricker, Zartman, and Winchester out there to start the third. Neely again runs the point. Right sideline, Chastain. Now she'll dribble it out to the top. Throw it across the top to Neely. They clear out the left. She'll drive in and score. Neely with 12. Warsaw within one. 20 seconds into the third. Goodwin quickly the other way. Zartman's able to get back there and cut her off. Down to the baseline. Cut off again. Out to Miller. Miller across the top. Picked up by Neely. Muhammad outside the lane on the left. And she threw it out of bounds. She thought Cross was going to go out to the midcourt stripe. She did not. She cut to the basket. Warsaw with a chance to regain the lead. Three ties, 12 lead changes in the first half. Warsaw looking to make that 13 this trip. Neely across the line, one-on-one against Cross. Right sideline for Chastain out to Winchester. Out of the near side, Neely. Again, they clear out. This time, Gabby Gates picks her up. Neely's not able to get around this time. Pass to the post, tipped out of bounds. Good hustle there by Cross. Out of bounds to lead Tigers literally right below us. Bricker to throw it in. Everybody in a box shape to get this inbounds. Bricker, oh, wide open. Winchester right in front of her for three. No good. Long rebound, Muhammad, and they take off running. Muhammad runs right down the middle of the lane. Nobody stops to pick her up. She missed the shot. Winchester has another rebound. Working on a double-double. She is a rebound away. Brooke between the circles. Closer to the center circle than the free throw circle. Gives it off to Bricker. Bricker working right. Again, they clear out the right. Now she'll back off that dribble. Zartman can't get through the screens. Right now, Northridge doing a good job of mucking up the inside. Neely now for Zartman. Zartman directing traffic. Will hand off to Bricker. Bricker with some space. Pulls up and shoots a three and missed it. Rebound. Foul called. Yep, I didn't know if they caught that, but they did. Sabrina Miller put two hands in the middle of the... Oh, no, check that. It's Cross. Cross picks up her third foul for shoving Winchester with two hands. She knew that Brooke was going to get that rebound and she was going to be in trouble. And she just put a hand on each hip and shoved her right out of there. Bricker to throw it in. Everybody else on the far side of the basket. Warsaw throws the inbounds pass out of bounds. They tried a new inbounds play. Winchester was leaning out of bounds to try to catch the ball and didn't catch it. To be honest, she really, I wouldn't have expected her to catch it. It wasn't a very good pass. Didn't look like it was a play that they were really comfortable with. Goodwin off a screen at the top of the circle at the other end. In the corner, wide open. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound tipped out, grabbed by Scholl for Northridge. Gates down the lane, kicks it out left. Muhammad drives, flipped it up, off-balance shot and air ball. Winchester's got her 10th rebound of the game. Outlets to Zartman near side. Again, Warsaw looking for the lead. Winchester drives right into Zartman. Hands back to Brooks, shoots an NBA three, and it's good. Zartman with her second three, her 49th of the season. Warsaw to the lead, 32-30. Out to Miller. Cross to the far side for Muhammad. Hands on the weave for Scholl. Scholl, top of the circle, down the right side of the lane. Flipped it up underhand and flipped it in. Lily Scholl's got six, tied at 32. In transition, Neely hits the brakes out on the right wing. Dribbles it out toward the center circle. One hands it off to Zartman. Zartman surveys the scene. Dribbles right, hands back to Winchester on the weave. Now Bricker going to the far side. She lost the handle on it. Now drives the right side of the lane. Got inside, put it off the glass and in. Bricker with her second field goal. She's got five. Warsaw 34, Northridge 32. Goodwin drives the lane, lost the ball, foul call. Neely is going to get it, I think. It is on Alexis. That's her first. Each team with one here in the third quarter. 4:57 left in it. Chastain comes out. Vilma in for the Lady Tigers. Muhammad is out. And Conley is in. Scholl, deep right corner. Dribbles in the lane, then spins back the baseline side and forced up what looked like a wild shot. But it was right in the middle of the square and in. And it's 34-34. That's our fifth tie of the game. Winchester in transition. She'll put it on the floor and dribble out toward the center circle, directing a little traffic of her own. Weaves to the right, hands off to Neely, headed back toward the middle. Then off the screen, Zartman, open for three. It's way off the mark. Rebound, Winchester against the double team. Got tied up. Foul call. Winchester got the rebound and then got fouled by Lily Scholl. That's her first. Non-shooting foul, out of bounds to the Lady Tigers. Knepp in for Neely. That won't be for long. Bricker to throw it in. My guess is Alexis will put a dent in her padded chair. The inbounds pass is taken away. A foul called on the Lady Tigers. Again, that's just not paying attention by Warsaw. Bricker threw a light pass. Winchester didn't go to meet it and didn't really get aggressive to get it back. And then Bricker picks up her second foul. Northridge with the ball looking for the lead as we approach the midpoint of quarter three in this critical NLC game. And traveling call. Scholl tried to dribble in from 30 feet out. Knepp was right there to bother her. Out of bounds to the Lady Tigers. Again, just when you think a Warsaw-Northridge game is going to be in the 60s, the winner might break 50. That's the way this is going right now. Villema gets it out to Bricker above the volleyball line at the near end. Jocelyn, again, fingers in the air calling out the play, right side for Villema. Knapp is open on the block. They're looking out top instead. Bricker bounces to the elbow, Winchester. She throws to the baseline, Villema, then right back out to Knapp. Oh, Knapp had a wide open three and passed it up. The girls on the bench were telling her to shoot, and she was not going to do that. The ball on the pass from Winchester to Bricker on the wing was tipped into the seats that are occupied here on the near sideline, out of bounds to the Lady Tigers. 3:43 left to go in the third. We are still knotted up at 34 apiece. On the inbounds, they get it to Winchester on the front court side of the midcourt line. And Brooke is guarded by Gabby Gates, out to Villeme in the center circle. She's guarded by Conley. She'll dribble right, throw it off to Bricker near the sideline. Now out top for Knepp. Knepp looks inside, nothing there. Knepp left side for Villema. Villema pressured. One dribble and out to Zartman. Zartman dribbles right against Gates. They want to get the ball down the post, but right now Winchester is being hogtied by Conley. Bricker from 22 feet out takes it down to the baseline. Double team bounces out to Winchester on the wing. Back to Bricker in the corner. Up the baseline she goes, and a foul is going to be called against Goodwin. And that's her third. Still out of bounds to the Lady Tigers. That's three Northridge fouls here in the quarter. Warsaw has been called for two. Goodwin has to come out. She's been quiet. She had an 8-point first quarter, nothing since. Neely back into the game for Knepp. Winchester, left corner. Up the sideline to Neely. Back in the corner for Zartman. She'll one-handed across to an open Bricker, right corner for three. It's good. Bricker with her second three-pointer of the game, her 31st of the season. Warsaw back to lead 37-34. 2:45 left to go third quarter. Scholl out the top to the right elbow. Hands on the way for Muhammad. Now she'll take it left and give to Conley, who gives it on the screen to Miller. Miller down in the corner, Scholl. Scholl to the elbow. Swings it around to Conley. Hands back Muhammad. 2.5 minutes left to go in the third. Now to Miller. Far side for Conley. Hands back to Scholl. Off a screen. In the lane. 12-footer. No good. Oh, rebound back tapped out. Two Lady Tigers knocked it away from each other. Northridge gets another offensive rebound. Muhammad down to the right corner. Looks inside. Throw it away. Oh, they're going to say the ball was kicked. Not a bad call. I thought, again, this is a thought, I thought that Neely hit the ball with her hand first, which would have then pretty much wiped out the kicking, but that's not the way the official saw it. He had a better look at it than I did. And on the inbounds, timeout called by Northridge. Doug Springer felt a timeout or a turnover coming, and he calls time with 2:08 left to play here in the third quarter. It's a full timeout. Warsaw 37, Northridge 34, back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Playing in the final half minute of the first quarter down at Lucas Oil Stadium, Houston 7, Colts 3. We'll join that game as soon as we're done here, and a whistle and traveling called. Cross got her feet tangled up as she drove into Winchester and Neely. A turnover gives the ball back to Warsaw. Warsaw with the lead and the basketball. trying to build on what is a 37-34 advantage. Bricker to Neely. Alexis will bring it into the front court. Scholl is out there to guard her. Not a Bricker left wing. Now they'll throw it back across the top to Neely. Neely drives in, hand-checking foul called. Doug Springer once says, why are you not calling that at the other end? Scholl with her second. And that is the fourth against Northridge. So the next foul in this quarter sent Warsaw to the free throw line. And again, Warsaw, a much better free throw shooting team on the season and in this game than Northridge. Winchester to the center circle for Neely. 1:44 left to play here in the third quarter. Vilma out on the right wing. Back to the top for Neely. One-on-one against Scholl. Drives her left. Put it up in traffic. Missed it. Foul called. And Scholl's got another one. Scholl with her third all this quarter. Neely shoots two for the Lady Tigers. Doug Springer wanted to scream and holler. He held his breath, literally. Chastain to the scorer's table. But first, Neely shoots two. And the first one's up and good. 13 points for Alexis Neely. Her season high was all the way back against Fort Wayne Snyder the second week of the regular season. She had 14. She can tie that here, and she did. Neely's got two more free throws and 14 points. And Warsaw leads 39-34 in the final 90 seconds of quarter three. Conley out top to Miller near the center circle. Wide off a screen from Gates. In the post, taken away. Neely saw it coming and stole it. Neely races down the court. Now weaves her way in. Winchester in transition for three. Good! Winchester hits a three-pointer. Doug Springer wants timeout. 1:13 left to go in the third quarter. Warsaw 42. Northridge 34. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back with you in the Tiger Den. Warsaw has their largest lead of the game at 8, 42-34, 1:13 left to play third quarter. I just noticed my good friend Steve Scott works so hard back at the radio station. He sent me some scores, and I didn't give them to you. Earlier today in the conference, Plymouth beat Mishawaka 56-35. Mishawaka will be here on Wednesday. We'll go on the air starting at 7:10 on News Now Warsaw. Gates dribbles and travels. I didn't think as much about that as some of the others. I thought they've gotten the other ones right. I'm not so sure that was travel. Also, halftime, Wawasee leads Northwood 19-17 and Goshen leads Concord 23-13. Here, Warsaw with a chance to push the lead to double digits. Bricker fakes the handoff, drives the baseline, spins in the lane against the double team. Will fall and fire. It's blocked. A foul call. Gates with her third. She becomes the fourth Lady Raider with three personal fouls. Bricker to the free throw line to shoot two. Dostlin down at Center Grove was 4 out of 4. Those all came in the Brownsburg game for the season, 77%. Bricker shoots. Missed it. Off the back of the iron and a little to the left. It kicked off to the right. Gates will sit with three fouls. Northridge at the five-foul limit now. Bricker shoots again. Got that one. Nine now for Jocelyn. 43-34. Lady Tigers by nine with 45 seconds left to play and a blocking foul called against Zartman. And you kind of knew that one was coming. There wasn't a lot of contact there, but the way the fouls have been going, that one was going to go against the Lady Tigers. Not a big deal. Zartman with just her first. And they get it in between the circles to Miller. Back in the deep right corner, Conley for a contested three, and it's good. Her second three of the game, both in the middle two quarters. 33 seconds left. This is where Warsaw's got to handle this next 30 seconds very carefully, up by six. Northridge has the possession arrow. 24 seconds. Neely pressured by Scholl. Neely mishandled for a moment. Had the ball knocked away. Foul called. Scholl now has four. All in this period. And the penalty's in effect, and Neely goes to the free throw line to shoot. Alexis, 2 out of 2, 14 points. Neely had 14 against Fort Wayne Snyder earlier this season. That was a career high. She shoots for a new one here, and she's got it. 15 for Alexis Neely. 44-37. Lady Tigers by 7 with 18 and change left to play in the third. Neely for another. It's up. It's good again. 16 points for her. Last 15 seconds of the third quarter. Miller left side for Conley. Back out to Miller off a screen. And on the weave, Muhammad, 8 seconds. 7. They run pushed out. And Winchester stole it. 4 seconds to go. Up ahead to Bricker. Bricker makes a move. Drives. Shoots off the glass. No, a little too hard. But after 3, Warsaw has taken the lead. 45-37 over Northridge. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.